Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
You have a very good finger on the pulse of whether it be Harold Hamm, whether it be, you know, any one of the industry leaders. What are you hearing about the Bakken? What are you hearing?
Yeah. So, you know, we've seen a flattening out, and yet it's amazing how the investment has hung in there. Clearly not as many new wells being drilled, although we've even seen a little uptick in that now. We have seen tremendous efficiencies, and that's been forced by the lower price. Mm-hmm. But we're still producing a lot more oil in than there's a demand for in the world, and that's always going to be a problem until we see one of two things: either less supply or much greater demand. And I expect that we're going to see some more demand before very long. But we're clearly, I don't think, going to see over $100 a barrel oil anytime soon. But it's amazing how the companies have found ways to produce it at a much lower price. Obviously, the lifting of the oil export ban provided more market opportunity for U.S. oil. But then the Iran nuclear deal, mm-hmm. put a little bit more supply into the global marketplace. That's been a bit of a problem. One of the interesting things I think we can look forward to now in the next several months to a couple of years is we're going to see more costs coming down on the production side, because we're going to have access to more oil with the President Trump and much of the regulatory relief, which all adds cost to drilling and to fracking and to producing and to moving the oil, along with more access to federal lands and offshore, so that producers can have more choices. They can take, they can go for the more efficient oil to produce. So, I don't know on the price side, Jason, what we're going to see in terms of movement. Hopefully it'll get back up over 50, head towards 60, and settle in someplace. But in the meantime, at the very least, we can do a lot to bring down the cost.
EPA going to, how do you see them over the next 4 years, with whether it be with Trump in there? Mm-hmm. But we're talking coal, we're talking mm-hmm. just energy overall. Yeah.
So you're going to see a much lighter touch from the EPA. I would advocate even a consolidation of the EPA, perhaps into another agency
or multiple
agencies. Government needs to become more lean and more mm-hmm. efficient, for sure. But I can guarantee you things like, there are a number of regulations or rules that are in various stages of completion. And most of them are being hung up in court, whether it's Waters of the U.S., Clean mm-hmm. Power Plan, Methane Rule, the Federal Fracking Rule, the prohibition on federal coal leasing, as you talk about coal. And all of those are going to be done. I mean, those will be either the new attorney general and their bank of attorneys are just going to go back to the courts and say, okay, we messed up. We'll take them back now. Or we'll see, wherever it's possible, the signature of the president will undo rules where we can. And where necessary, the Congress will step in and we'll legislate some things. But now that we have, enough a consolidated government, if you will, mm-hmm. In a 100% Republican unified government, I think we're going to see a lot less EPA.
Good news. All right, last question for you, then we'll let you get off to your football game. It is Kindred Vikings,
isn't
it? It is
Kindred Vikings.
UAS industry. North Dakota is one of six test states. The Eastern Red River has got a backbone, whether it's Northrop Grumman or whether it's, from Grand Forks to Wahpeton. You got Fargo with NDSU, you got UND up there. Let's just talk a little bit about that UAS industry, which I think, and I've said this a couple years ago, it truly is the next big boom in North Dakota in terms of a quick surge of new dollars that are coming into the marketplace. That's how I look at this UAS industry. How do you see it?
It's really quite remarkable. The UAS, I believe, you're right, is the next big boom product line, if you will. But it's not just a product. That's the great thing about UAS. UAS is not just not to diminish the manufacturing of a product. It's really critical. But UAS involves so much intellectual mm-hmm. talent. It involves engineering talent. It involves manufacturing talent. It involves ethics. I cannot think of a better place in the world than the Red River Valley of the North for this this industry to blossom. Mm-hmm. And clearly, private investors are seeing that. As you said, from Wahpeton to Grand Forks to the border, really. And the thing is, we've got some advantages. You talked about airports at the beginning. We have an aviation culture in this state, pretty much unequaled.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much unequaled. We've always been few people with a lot of space. And whether it's agriculture application or just general aviation convenience or other moving other products, we have that culture. Second thing we have is we have these, I call them knowledge factories. So from, you know, Wahpeton, Fargo, Grand Forks, as you stated, and then Devil's Lake with Lake Region, and even in the Minnesota side, the technical school up in East Grand Forks, we have these knowledge factories that fit right in. You know, the aviation school is obvious in its role. The fact that the University of North Dakota has the very first UAS degree program, the incredible asset that the Grand Forks Air Force Base provides. And while we grieve the loss of the bombers and the tankers and and we hope for another mission like that someday, the availability of that spectacular piece of real estate, and we have to give a lot of credit to Grand Forks, to the county, Grand Forks County, and to the Air Force, that agreed in a first of its kind expanded use lease program that separates part of the airbase out while still being part of the airbase, and that's what allows companies like Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, and others to make major investments. And these are the UAS leaders in the world. Mm-hmm. They always have been, whether it's in the manufacture of the aircraft or the training of the pilots or the testing of systems that are attached to these spectacular aircraft. We've got it all, and we have the airspace. And you know what else we have, Jason, that we're so, you know, I think we sometimes maybe undersell? We have this entrepreneurial spirit here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just anybody came across these prairies and stopped here to plant a crop and make a living. It starts out right there. You could even say that the first Americans, they were innovators. They had to be. And so we've seen that culture carry on through agriculture, through energy, and now in aviation. So it's pretty cool. And I think you're right. I think we're just scratching the surface now.
I do too. Thank you, sir.
It's my pleasure, buddy.
Yes, good there.
My name is Otis, and I'm the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. With me today is Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island. And we have a few questions for him. Number one, what was your first job, Chris?
My first job was actually sorting papers for my dad here at Treasure Island. So back then, we were in West Acres down in the basement, and he would have so much business happening, so many deals going on, that he'd have all these different papers everywhere around his desk. And I wanted to hang out with Dad and help him somehow. And so he'd say, okay, Chris, go through and pick up all these different papers over here, and then I want you to alphabetize them. And so I would do that based on the name of whoever the person was that sent the invoice or the paper, and I'd get them into stacks. And then I'd put them into folders that had that person's name on it. So I could save him a lot of time and make sure that everything was organized and sorted by date. And so, yeah, that's how I got started. I think I was probably, maybe 6 or 7 years old back when when I was sorting papers for my dad.
Did you get paid doing it or not?
Yeah, he would give me, you know, a couple bucks to go play some video games over at Pirate's Den, because we had Pirate's Den in the mall back then, and so you had the big arcade games where you could pop the quarters in and
up down left right A B start.
Oh, that was Nintendo.
No, that's Konami.
Yeah, that's Konami, who made the game on the Nintendo system. So you're talking about Contra, up up down down left right left.
3D right, Lives, yeah, 3D yeah, Lives.
Yeah, Contra. So that's a great game. I loved Contra, but yeah, I spent a lot of time playing video games. And that's how I got so smart.
Well, thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure.